about this discussion on track bias, and that is that it's my opinion that track biases are extremely rare. To find a true bias track, a track that truly favors only the early horses or only the sustained horses, they're very rare. Most often there's a general tenor to the track that they'll favor kind of the early pressers. But the aberrations can be explained by the mix and match and the matchup of the race, which will explain why a race will go early or a race will go late. Most biases that horse players perceive, they kind of make up. You know, it's the old story of two guys looking at the flag blowing in the wind. And one guy, you know, says, well, is the flag moving or is the flag still and the wind's moving? And the master comes along and says, no, the flag's not moving, the wind's not moving, your mind is moving and making all of this, perceiving all of that. And that's very much what we do. The human brain is a pattern-seeking mechanism. And so we want to make a bias up when one really doesn't exist. So don't try to make a bias when there isn't really one. Just go with what is. Just go with what's happening at the track. And the aberrations can be explained most often by what's happening in the race.
Don't forget that the man who pointed out that the so-called bias can be overcome by the matchup with Brohammer himself. So keep a Brohammer model as well. If you have this and a Brohammer model, you'll know the tendencies by class level of what's winning. And when that changes, of course your model will change. So keep both a model on your handicapping and this track profile model. Yes?
Okay, you've got your half dozen 6-furlong races in the computer, then you go to a handicap one and you run through my synergism program. Which printout on the synergism program corresponds to
the We're going to do that exact exercise later on in the program. We'll spend a lot of time on doing exactly that.
Yeah.
Why don't you hold the question and see if it's not answered by the tomology?
Are you winning with synergism's automatic adjustment?
I believe so.
Then you should just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, we'll spend a lot of time on how to use that track profile.
Well, I use the track profile in conjunction with it all.
Okay.
What you really want to watch out for is what Howard was talking about, the parameters. Because very often, the parameter will be pretty broad. Now, it's much more narrow with median than the old time percentage early. But pretty much the parameter will be between, let's say, 68.5 and 69.5 on the sprint. Over the last 2 days, 3 days, that's where the horses have been coming from. What you want to avoid are the extreme, 70-plus horses to 67-plus horses. That's what you want to keep your eye out for. Those are the fat, hanging curveballs that you should hit. That a horse that has all ones, has a 71% early, yeah, maybe at Agua Caliente, but not at your track.
See, well, the problem that the people who do have a problem with synergism too, the automatic, is that they perceive, they just look at the rankings. They go right to the rankings. They don't look at the numbers. They don't look at how the horse matches up in the dream race. They don't look at percent median. They don't look to see if a horse is one early and then he's four in the next column and he deteriorates. And they'll still bet that horse because he has a one or something. You've got to say that your synergism readouts are fine, but how are you interpreting? That's what somebody brought up, interpretation of the readouts. So you must interpret those readouts from the fractional numbers as well as the summary, the sort. And if you determine that at this level, a plus 70 won't win, or less than 68.20 won't win, and you've got a couple of them in there, you can leave them in there for place or something, but to be able to properly interpret the readouts, write down those horses' thing, and then scratch them from the program and see what it does to the rest of the horses. If you determine you're going to bet the counter-energy horse to place, fine, write it down so you won't forget, and then scratch that horse and see who could win the race. Synergism is a marvelous program that people have learned to interpret it. The reason we went to energy is because energy is easier to interpret. It's not necessarily that much better. I'll give you a good example. At Chicago, when I thought we had to buy a one-way ticket to Brazil, it was a car that I couldn't believe anybody could get. And we had to do every race. The guys in the back, we had a really unruly group in Chicago, about 12 of them. Hey, never mind all that analysis, just who's going to win a race? And Dick Schmidt, we got mad. Well, I was glad he's the servant to those people. Oh, shut up. They didn't like it, get the hell out. We were analyzing the races, and Michael Bozzolo, who's usually the performer, and he didn't say a word. He sat there at that computer, and he knew the situation. He knew it was a desperate situation. And he and Bob Purdy did it on synergies, and Michael did it on energy. They both got the same number of wins because Bob Purdy is a master of synergies. If you can master synergies, you don't have to buy a more expensive program. The problem is, can you master it? Can you properly interpret those readouts? Can you weed out the horses that don't belong? The only advantage energy has is it's more specific in the readouts. It tells you precisely whether a horse can go wire to wire or not. Any horse who has to have the lead at the second call must, by definition, have to be able to go wire to wire. And this exercise that Andy printed at Tom's, had he done it as Tom stated it, he would have been able to perceive from these numbers that the A and B horse could not go wire to wire. But the C horse did not have to go wire to wire. So always say to yourself, if the horse has zero beaten lengths at the second call, can he go wire to wire? If he can't, get rid of him. Now, he might place, so write it down as I say. But get him out of, throw him out of your mind and rearrange those figures to show the horses that can win what their rankings are in synergism. And then you'll be able to do it as well as Purdy does it, which is... And I want to make a public statement of thanks for Michael for getting his ego and dedicating his time with that, and along with Bob. Because Bob got real mad. He said, all right, you
fellow
snakes, you want the goddamn winners? Here they are. Write these down. He gave the top two late pace horses in each race because it was running very late. We owe that knowledge to a track profile that we got from Bob Cochran that said they were running late. They didn't need any other, they did not need any other ranking but late. Now, the next day I ran all early because it rained that night, and I warned him. I say, hey, if it rains tonight, all bets are off. The profile is going to change. But you better watch that first race very carefully. Wire to wire, 70% medium. That was a tip-off. The whole day was won by wire-to-wire horses, paying 380 and 420, but they won. The track changed overnight because of the rain. This will tell you. And if you want to confirm it on a day-to-day basis, just do the first few races and see if it's changed. If it hasn't changed, go with what brought you. Once you learn to use this, all your problems will be solved, I guarantee you. Yes, sir?
If you go with the energy program,
no, you'll get an energy engine. Energy, everything is different. All different numbers.
We put this in the hands of people that were in the same situation as you to have it tested, to make sure that it really definitely helped people. Where is Joe Bertson? Joe prepared a profile on Monmouth, which was a velocity. Joe was struggling a little bit, having trouble winning until he made the profile. Once he made this profile, he started winning, and he brought the profile to Monmouth, which set it up. Now, Joe started using and testing it for us and to make the profile for Monmouth. So we know in the hands of people that will do as they're told, and Joe had very few, if any, instructions. I just told him to run it on the charts. Because we want these things not tested only by Purple members, but by people in the same situation that you're in. We can win with it, but can you? And this answers the question for us.
Well, tribute to Joe Bergson, incidentally, man back there. In February in New Orleans, he was on the verge of tears, I think. Won't embarrass him too much. He couldn't win from sour grapes. June, we did our seminar in Monmouth, and he had this preparation. He not only saved our bacon and made us look like heroes at Monmouth, those of you who were there know, with his track profile. He told us how it was running, and we merely echoed his profile when we picked our 72% for that particular seminar. And it turned him around from a man He didn't even want to go to the bank with New Orleans. He was so discouraged. And now he's, what are you doing now, Jill? What's your win percentage? What's your average musical? Somebody multiply 7.2 times 8.8.
And Joe doesn't mind me telling this. He's playing three tracks. Atlantic City, Monmouth, and did Belmont. I don't know whether he's moved to Saratoga, but you can bet one thing. Whichever track he's playing, he has a track profile. I know this for a fact.
56. So he's getting back about $57 for each 40 he invests. So you, what you do is you take 17, divide 17 by 40. Somebody who's got a handheld calculator.
0.425.
What?
0.425.
He's making 42 cents on every dollar. He's making a profit of 42 cents on every dollar he puts through the window, whether he wins or loses. I think you'll have more fun at the banquet this time, won't you? You can listen to the music. Yes, sir.
I just want to note the track condition on this one, whether it's sloppy, fast, or muddy.
Well, the profile tells you the condition. You should remind you. Well, of course, all the things we told you about profiles before stands. What we said is, if you've got a rainy profile, note the dates and the rain, the conditions, and put that in a file, rain. Now, and then you have a dry profile. Now, the next time it rains, you look out and say, well, that's about the way it was last whenever. And you pull out that rainy profile, and you find out that it's very, very close.
A drying track profile, but your money maker. So when you figure those out, a day, 2 days after the track dries out, and changes, it goes on crazy. Look and see when the last time it was drying, the time before.
Where's Tom from Churchill? Tom knows he hasn't run a profile, but he happens to know that the slop at Churchill is faster than when the track is dry. He would want two profiles, one when the track is on an off situation and then when it is supposedly fast.
Make the notes to yourself. Any note that you make to yourself to remind you of the conditions of where these figures were earned will help you immensely. Yes, sir. Okay, my advice to you is, Tom Brunner will tell you, hey, listen, we won an awful lot of money with vanilla phase three. And we put adjustments into it, which you'd ask for, and these will make your adjustments for you. If you make a lot of money with phase three, as you should, then you want to buy a more expensive program, do it. But go with the gal that brought you, use her, it was all of her charms, and then when you get tired of her, and you figure you want to go up to the next level of society or something, get yourself a new girl or a new program in this case. But that girl that you're taking to the dance, you liked her when you took her, so stick with her. Don't be a chippy.
What we're really saying is that the engine or the energy generator will work with whichever program you're using, whether phase three, synergism, or energy.
Is the turn time readout an engine? Is it pure second fraction?
Pure
right.
Second fraction.
It is. Okay, well, I've been doing all this stuff without engine by just running to phase three with percent median that I have, and I have almost everything that's here.
You could save yourself $25.
One quick question, gentlemen, and I don't want the extra work, but I'd like you to convince me. Wouldn't your engine and wouldn't your track profile be much more accurate if you did it by a class level? In other words, low-class horses, medium class, higher class, and you do three of these things and separate them out by class
level. That's the instruction to this. You do it by high, low, and average.
Yeah, but you're doing it at all races, high, low, and average. What I'm suggesting is I'd like to know, of course, it's under $10,000. What is their profile?
Well,
I'm going to get it just by doing
it. Is that low in your track?
Relatively.
Okay, then you've got a low profile that covers 10. Tom's going to talk about class clusters tomorrow.
What we found, though, I mean, and the first person to find this was Bob Purdy. First had a mainframe, and he ran like 10,000 races, and he found that the difference in the class structure from, he did it level by level. that it fell into clusters or clumps, so that, yeah, you can do it, but it virtually is unnecessary. And for all practical purposes, all you need are those three. The lowest two at the track, up, then from that level up to non-winners of two, let's say, and then everything above that. Low, medium, and average.
That's what I wanted to know.
Thank you.
That's it. I'll tell you, we had a guy named Spencer Toner who for many years wanted to avoid making a decision at the betting window, so he did nothing but research for us. And now he's winning, finally. But he did part-times. The part-times that Tom Brohammer and Bob Purdy had generated by class level, and he found they put dots. He put a dot at each par from their par. That's as far as you can get. And he found out that the horses ran all over the damn thing, seldom ran at the par, they ran all around the par. So, and even Tom has come, in his book, he's talking about class clusters, which are fall into three groups. You might make a fourth group for stakes horses. And you're going to find something very interesting. Is frequently, stakes horses will have a lower total energy than allowance horses in high-class claims. But if you want to do four, that's fine. But if you do every level, you have taken on a job which we have found unnecessary. Tom does it by level because he's dealing with customers who believe that it has to be done by level. So why try to convert them? Do it for them by level. But you'll notice when you see a variant properly made, as Tom's are, you don't have these huge variants. You don't have these 2.3 and 1.8. They're down in the for the most part, in very low numbers. Any other questions on this? Okay, you'll probably have some tomorrow, so it's not a closed subject. I don't expect you to absorb it right away, but I will tell you that this is the answer to 90% of your problems. It has turned so many people around. Talk to some of the people who have turned around. People who were just totally inadequate before, they started to be, Jimmy and I handicapped them this. We didn't do anything but this sometimes. And Bertrand's profile is highly complex. It'll tell you the deviations by day in each category. It's very complex. It's very good for research. It's very good for follow-up articles. It shows less deviation in sprints and one-turn routes in the second fraction anywhere else. It shows the deviations in first and third. It's marvelous research tool. If you start trying to use all that stuff for handicapping, you get shut up. So keep it as simple as possible. And the high-low average is as simple as you can get. Any other questions on this? And if you do have some that are, let's face it, I don't expect you to understand this in one night. Read this thing, you might learn more about it. And then we'll address it again tomorrow. We don't want to stay up too late tonight. I'm going to have one last speaker here. It's a man who really mastered this methodology. But I want to give you tomorrow's schedule now instead of the end of the time, because I know after 15 minutes you might forget. Tomorrow we're going to meet at 9:30. We have to go to lunch at 1 because the hotel has planned our luncheon at 1. We have a special setup. After we all get together and chat a little bit, providing these plain made it, Dan Duran is going to give you some very interesting lessons in altering your frame of reference. I don't want to give away what he's going to do. He's going to show you how the mind works and how you can expand how the mind works. After that, it's going to be Tom Rohammer's show. He's going to tell us what he wants us to do. We have another room here, which we'll announce in the morning. All of you with energy. See, our energy people, they are an elitist type of group. They don't want to listen to all this other stuff. They're above all that. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. So we're going to have a special energy seminar in another room for those using energy and those who, like Dominique, who just purchased it. But it'll encompass the energy users, but we will all come back into this room at Tom's designation and discuss things that he wants us to handle because his voice gives out sometimes when he goes 4.5 hours in a row. He'd be the guru if his voice didn't give up. So all of you who are using velocity will have the services of all of us, but all of you who have energy will have the services of one or two of us from whenever the break, week 11 or whatever we break for the energies. So the energy people will get a full energy seminar because their questions and their problems are far different from those using velocity. Don't, if you're just interested in energy, just don't, please don't come. We won't let you in. If you're interested in energy, on September 9th, in this very room, I think, Michael Pozzola and the Reverend Bert Main, along with some very, very astute New Yorkers who are just winning like crazy with us, will demonstrate energy on a computer. And that seminar is, what, $45? But if you buy energy, the $45 that you pay for the seminar will be applied. Somebody says, well, how do you know whether I qualify or not? I trust Michael Pozzola and Bert Main to weed out those who would not benefit from it and who would just be paying all that money for nothing. Some people, no matter what program you give them, they're going to have problems. So we qualify you, and if you qualify, I will take Mike's and Reverend Bert Main's word on it, and you will get it immediately. Then tomorrow afternoon at what? About we're going to, at 4 o'clock, Thomas suggested a very good thing we did last year, that we have several rooms. Tom and Jim, in concert, will do the matchup for you. They have provided the proper chemistry, equal opposites, from the suave, debonair, bro-hammered, to the boot, kicking, okay, between the two of them, they come out and tell you about the same thing in different ways, so that they have been a magic mixture to do the matchup. Tom will designate other subjects from what has gone on tomorrow, some of these that you asked to have discussed, will be discussed in smaller groups. Tom will make that designation. He'll do it very well because he has more experience in organization than any of us. Another question, I saw a hand up there. Yes, sir.
This is the second time we've had a, let's say, Northern Tier one day said, write-ups initially said that you expected or hoped or prayed whatever, to have them down in the lower part of the state.
Oh, we have one in Monmouth.
Any latest?
We have one in Monmouth. That was the lower part of New Jersey.
Yeah. Michael's arranging it to come on the mid-90s.
No, Michael and Richard Diamond are going to do a small group seminar in the city or within the immediate environs of us. You might have to go to New Jersey. But that's as far as you'd have to go. Let me tell you something. If it's worth doing at all, it's worth traveling to Albany for. You know, it's we have people, we do seminars in Beaumont. Somebody says, why don't you come to us? We're all in L.A., why don't you come to us? I said, hey, the mountain goes to Muhammad. We don't go to the mountain. We go where it's where we go, and we try to get as close as we can, but we just can't always. The city is, the $45 cost goes out the window if you go to the city. I mean, the charges for rooms that will hold enough people in New York City are exorbitant. We couldn't do it for $45.
We're working on several meeting places just outside the city in Jersey, around in the Newark area, you know, and the Meadowlands area, and that.
In Los Angeles, we paid $2,000 a day for a meeting. It wasn't the nicest.
In New York, it's there's not anything comparable to
this. Okay. You can know your job very, very well. But with that kind of attitude and expectation, you're not going to be the best that you can be.
Please fast forward and turn over.